This is the P&P in a Snap, sneaking a quick lesson into your busy schedule so you could pass that exam. Let's snap in. This is KB, and welcome to another episode of P&P in a Snap. This is about tailoring the performance domains. The work associated with each performance domain can also be tailored based on the uniqueness of the project. The principles of project management provide guidance for the behavior of the project practitioners as they tailor the performance domains to meet the unique needs of the project context and the environment. When you look at the different performance domains, there are questions that you can ask that will determine if you need to tailor the project. For example, in the stakeholder domain, you would ask, are the stakeholders internal or external to the organization, or both? The response to that question may be determining the communication method you use to communicate with your stakeholders. Or another question is there one language used with the stakeholders? Then maybe part of your budget is to hire an interpreter. Let's look at some project team questions. A question that could come up is, what is the physical location of the project team? If you're doing construction, then you need your team to be at the same location. But if you're working on like a software development, you may have more flexibility to work remotely. Let's say you're starting to plan the project. You might ask if the organization has formal or informal policies, procedures, and guidelines related to the cost estimating and budgeting. Then you will have to learn what those policies are to get the estimating done properly or even approved. Another question could be if there's one main procurement or multiple at different times with different sellers. Then you may have to go through several channels to get vendors. What about delivering the project? You may ask questions like if there are specific quality standards in the industry that you need to apply. Then you will take that into consideration from a timing, quality, or cost perspective. Another question could be if the organization has a formal or informal requirements management system. If so, then you need to add it to your overall process. These are just some examples of questions that could come up as you're tailoring a project. As you go through your project, you should do periodic reviews such as retrospectives or lessons learned to determine if the approach you took is working well and if improvements are needed to be made by tailoring some more. Sometimes they are a pain to do, but retrospectives are beneficial because it can eliminate issues, threats, quality assurance, and even negative stakeholder feedback. So in conclusion, the tailoring process involves 4 steps. Select initial approach, tailor for the organization, tailor for the project, and implement ongoing improvement. Tailoring involves a considered adaptation of approaches, governance, and processes to make them more suitable for the given environment and the project at hand to make sure the project runs effectively and efficiently. That is your P&P in a Snap. We'll talk again next week.